V'hamar loitlosam uisos v'yel. So this. Where was it? V'hamar loitlosam of Hashem v'hamar. Ah, you're not saying three, and you're not saying seven. Because the kashri, you're saying four. Omle answered back, Ivrum. Then yoyim hashri l'sheshes shemayam asim miyein chasim hi. That's not really called the fourth havdolah. Really, I'm only saying three havdolahs. So the fourth one is a new thing. You have to have miyein hachsima before you make the chsima. As he said, Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'chor, that's one. Ben Oro l'choshech, that's two. Ben Yisro l'amim, that's three. So those are three havdolahs, he said. Then at the end he said, like we say, ben yoyim hashri l'sheshes shemayam asim, that's not a fourth havdolah. That's just that near the chsima, you should have miyein hachsima. Yom Rav Yudom HaShmuel, Hamavdu, when you make Havdolah, Tzorach Shiyoyma Me'in Chasima Somach L'Chasim Osein. Before you went off, like you're saying, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choyol, you have to say something also like that. So that's what he said, Ben Yisro Lamin, Ben Yom HaShmuel Sheshe Shemei HaMaseh, that's like Ben Kodesh L'Choyol. So this last one of Ben Yom HaShmuel Sheshe Shemei HaMaseh, it's not a real Havdolah. That's only, it should be like the Chasima. But really, the Avdolas, he said, was the least amount, three, so it's all right. Pumbadisoi, Amri, and Pumbadisa, they used to say, Meyen Psichosan. You have to, Somach Lechsimosan. Right before you end the bracha, you have to say something like you started off. For the Gemara ben Mai ben Ayu, what's the difference? Because here, when you're saying, Ben Yom Hashvi Lesheshish Mea Maser, that's both. That's like the Chsima, it's like the beginning. Because the beginning we say Hamavdu ben Kodesh Tachol, that's the beginning of Havdolah, and the last bracha we also say Bracha Tashem Hamavdu ben Kodesh Tachol. So what's the difference? It has to be something like the beginning or something like the Chsima. It's the exact same thing. So what's the difference between we have Yudom Hashmuel and Pumbadisa? So Moran says Ikabenayu Yomtiv Shechal Lias Achra Shabbos. Not Kamina when Moitzoy Shabbos is the Yomtiv. Then the Chasmina ben Kodesh Tachodesh. When Moitzoy Shabbos is the Yom Tov, the Avdolah we end off, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamavdu Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. That's enough Gemina. Man Diyom Miyem Psichoson Somach LeChsimoson. According to Pumbadisoi, that they hold that right before you end the Avdolah, you have to say something like you started out. Is Menoloi Boy LeMeimu, you would not have to say Ben Kedusha Shabbos LeKedushas Yom Tov Hivdalto. You would not have to say this right before the end, because you don't have to end off something not like the last bracha. You have to end off something like the beginning. So since the beginning is Hamavdu ben Kodesh Tachoyom, so then it's enough to end off also. And not to say the last part of the bracha. It's a boy in the man, you don't have to say Ben Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov Hivdalto. You do not have to end off with this. But according to Yudah Mashmuel, that the man diyoma Meyein Chasimoson Somach Lechasimoson, right before you end Havdolah, you have to say something like the last bracha is, then boy le meimam, then kedusha Shabbos le kedusha Yom Tov Hivdalto. You would have to say this part right before the end of the Avdolah, because on Moitzoy Shabbos at the Yom Tov we end off Baruch Ato Hashem Amavdu ben Kodesh le Kodesh. So right before that also you have to say something about ben Kodesh le Kodesh. So you'll also have to say this last memory of kedusha Shabbos le kedusha Yom Tov Hivdalto. You would have to say it, but according to Pumbadisa, you would not have to say it. Here's what we're holding now. Well, Gufa. Omar Rabbi Lozer, Omar Rabbi Ishiya. Ha poiches lo yivches misholish. When you make an Havdolah, regular Mitzvah Shabbos, you should never say less than these three different Havdolahs. Like we always say, you have to at least say Hamavdu ben Kodesh Lechoyol, that's one Havdolah, ben Or Lechoyshech, ben Yisro Lohamim. At least these three things you have to say. The Hamoisiv, if somebody wants to say more than this, lo yosef al sheva. The most you have to say is seven Havdolahs. That's the most you can say. That's what he said. So the Gemara Meisra, I have a kash on you. Oimer is a sefet in brachas that says, Oimer Havdolahs b'moitzoy Shabbosis. We make Havdolah on a regular Moitzoy Shabbos. Over Moitzoy Yomim Tovim. After Yom Tif also we make Havdolah. Over Moitzoy Yom Kippurim. After Yom Kippur also we make Havdolah. Over Moitzoy Shabbos L'Yom Tif. When a Moitzoy Shabbos comes out that is a Yom Tif, still we make Havdolah. Now, over Moitzoy Yom Tif L'Chol HaShemoyed, it's the end of the first Yom Tif, first day Pesach, that goes into Chol HaMoyed, also we have to make Havdolah. Avoloi B'Moitzoy Yom Tif L'Shabbos. This is the only time, no. If Friday was Yom Tif, and then comes Shabbos, So Friday night at the end of Yom Tov, you do not have to make Avdolah. Even though, let's say, Yom Tov was Thursday and Friday, and the Chura Friday night is Moitzua Yom Tov, but since it comes into Shabbos, Shabbos is so much more Kaddish, we don't have to make Avdolah. That's what the Bryce, the Tosefta says. These are the different days when we do say Avdolah. Now, the Tosefta says, HaRogel Oimer Harbi. Whoever's Rogel is used to saying a lot Avdolahs, Sagrashi means Shaboki Ben. If a person is a Boki, he knows all the seven Avdolahs, let him say all seven. Vishena Rogel, someone that's not a Boki, does not know how to make Avdolah, Oimer Achas. All he has to do is just say one. One Avdolah, just say Ben Kodesh L'Chol, or just say Ben Ol L'Choshech, in between, that's enough. So if you're a Rashbam, Oimer Achas, Kashel Rebbe Lezer, the Yom L'Yifchas Micholish. He says you can't say less than three. And here it says, if somebody is not a book, it's enough to say just one. So the Gemara, Enech Naim, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. And the Gemara, true Tanoim, I tell you, this is a Machlokes Tanoim. If you're allowed to say less than three half dollars or not. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, V'non Shal Kedoshim. I know that Rabbi Yochanan said that this is Tanoim. V'non Shal Kedoshim. That they used to Omer Achas, they used to just say one half dollar, that's all. V'non go on, but what's the meaning of the Orlam? What do we do? Loim Mesholish. Now we say three. So Rashi says, Hochigasinim, Rashbam, Tanoihi. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, V'non Shal Kedoshim. V'hainu Tanoi, V'non Shal Kedoshim Shutana. This Nosh, this low Susi, why we called him that way. But Benon Shekodesh, he was the son of a Kodesh, which was a Tana. Then he said, what, you're allowed to say just one half dollar if you want. But Benogu Om, what does that mean, Rashi? Tanoim. Shoye Biyom of Nechluku Olov. The other Tanoim argue on him. V'yoysim ha'am ha'piyem haray Tana Acher. This is another Tana. It says you have to at least have three half dollars, like we say. Then they kodesh lechoil, but no lechoshev and yisol amim. At least these three you have to have. So the more now, man nino benon shakodeshim. Who is this Tana that's the son of a kodesh? Rabbi Menachem Rab Simoi. That was his name, Rabbi Menachem. V'yamai korolei benon shakodeshim. Why was he sold? Why was he called the son of a kodesh? Tla yestakel betzurta dezuzah. He never even looked at the picture on a coin. He never looked at pictures, even the picture on the coin. Drashi, Rab Nachim, Rab Simoi, V'yaminu Masechta, Avodah Zorah, Perek Rabbi Shmoyom, Amai Korolei B'non Shekodeshim, His Mashma, the Rashbam, did not have the Gius in our Gemara. We have it in our Gemara right here. Vaisa, the Rashbam didn't have the Gius in our Gemara, so we have to explain it. It's another Gemara brought down in Avodah Zorah that says, why are they called B'non Shekodeshim? Mishum Layastaka B'tzurta D'Zuzah. They didn't even look at a picture on their Zuz. So it's a question, if it's talking about pictures that look like Avodah Zorah, then Pshita didn't look. You're not allowed to look at an Avodah Zorah. So some say it wasn't really an Isser. It wasn't like a Daimah to Avodah Zorah. So it was Tama Mini Kedoshim not to look at these pictures. And they were Kaddish, they didn't look at them. So that's why they're called B'non Shal Kedoshim. So Tosis learns, our Rebbe Nachim Koy is going on Rebbe Nachim. The Yom HaMoed Kodim Perek Vasek, and Goni Chanash, and Rebbe Nachim, and Rebbe Simoi, is Tana Kol Suma. Is that what we say? Really, Rabbi Nachim, he was the one that was Kaddish here. Why do we call him Benon Shal Kedoshim, the son of a Kaddish? Because his father was also a Kaddish. So he gave the credit to his father. But really, he himself, Rabbi Nachim, was also a Kaddish. But I call part of this is the Machlokes Tanoim. When you make Havdalah, is it enough just to say one Havdalah, then Kaddish Lechol, or do you have to at least say three Havdalahs? So the Mara Sholach Lei Rav Shmuel Bar Idi. So Chananya Achi Yomer Achas. So Rav Shmuel sent over a message to tell us that Chananya says all you have to just say is one Avdolah. So the Mara Valesuch Asakavosei. We don't pass like him though. Like we had before, at least three or the most is seven. Omer Rav Yishur Velevi. Ha Mavdil, somebody makes Avdolah, Sorech She Yomer. You have to say, Mi'ein Avdolah Samuras Batera. You have to say all the different types of Havdolahs that we find in the Torah. Like Ben Kodesh Lechoyl, Ben Or Lechoshech, Ben Yisrael Amim. Any time in the Torah we see a set of Lashon of Havdolah dividing, we have to mention that when we say Havdolah. Shrashi Yamurus Batera, the Grain Hanak Lekamam, we'll soon explain which ones. Meisri, have a kash on him, on Yabishua Ben Levi.
Meisrei Seder Havdolas. What's the Seder? How do we make Havdolah? Heich Oimer, we say Hamavdol ben Kodesh Lechol, ben Or Lechoshech, ben Yisro Luamim. That's three Havdolas. U ben Yoim Hashvi Lesheshe Shemei Amasad, Chur Asfuah, ben Tomei Letohor, ben Hayam Lecharovah, between the water and the dry lands, ben Mayim Ha'Yoinim Lemayim Ha'Tachtoinim, ben Kahanim Leleviim, the Yisraelim. The Chosim, and we end off the Seder Bereshis. We end up like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made the Sheshes Shemei Bereshis. The Acherim Murmurim, some say, the Yotza Bereshis. We end off that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created like the world at the beginning. Not like we do. That's the way they used to make Havdolah. They ended off that Hashem created the world. So Rashbam says, Seder Havdolahs. Hainu Sheva Havdolahs. This is the seven different types of Havdolahs that we learned before. That the most you can say is seven. Afagav Dikish Shemayim, even though here we have eight. So the Rashbam, ben yoim ha-shvi l'sheshe shemei ha-masa loy choshev, the mien chasimi. That's not one of the Havdolahs. That's just thought that right before the bracha, you have to have mien the chasima. So we say, ben yoim ha-shvi l'sheshe shemei ha-masa. As even though we're ending off now with maisa bracious, this is also mien maisa bracious. That sheshe shemei ha-masa, the 6 days that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. The chosim say the bracious, boruch say the bracious. That's the way the nusach was. Baruch Hashem created, made the Seder of Bereshis. Sheba Moitzoi Shabbos Hiskla Kodesh Baruch Hu L'sada Maisa Bereshis. First there were 6 days of creation, and then there was a Shabbos, and now Moitzoi Shabbos, that's the first time when it started over again, the Sheshes Shemei Bereshis. V'kula Hanech Tzivit. By all of these in the Torah, it says a Lashon Ulahavdil. Bein HaKodesh Bein HaChil. Ubein HaTomi Ubein HaTor. V'yavdil Olekim Bein Oro Bein HaChoshich. V'yavdil Bein HaMayim. The Gomer, all these things it says in the Torah, Havdolah. For Avdol Eschem and Amim, it says, Avol Havdolah the Shabbos Leksiva. That we say Ben Yom Hashvi Shvi LeMeshesh Shemei Ma'isam. That's Me'ain Chesim LeChashiva. For that you don't need Havdolah in the Torah. For Lavim Minyanu, that's not one part of the minions. Va'idol Leichoshem LeLipsoif Mishum LeGabi Sholosh Ketonilo. Tichilo Yoved El Sholosh Havdolahs Kamulah V'Sam LeChesim. But it's not one of the actual Chesimus. For the Gemara Kasha now, not Kasha, but the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Choyse Mekadosh Yisrael. How do you end off Havdolah? You say Mekadosh Yisrael. This was the Nusach of the Seder Havdolahs. Now the Kasha is, V'yim Isa, if you hold that you want to say Yeshua ben Levi, that Havdolah, you only have to say the Havdolahs that say in the Torah. You have to find someplace in the Torah that it said a Lashon of Havdolah, dividing, then you can say that in this Havdolahs. So the question is, Hodein Hayom Lecharov Loiksiva BeHavdolah. In the Torah, it never says the Havdolashin Havdolah Hashem separated between the Yam, the waters, and the Charov. It doesn't say such a Lashon like that. So how come we say that in the Havdolah? So Gemara says, Einachanami, Sami Mikan, take out this one. Dein Hayom Lecharov. That doesn't belong here. We don't say that during Havdolah. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Dein Yom Hashvi Lesheshe Shemei Amasa Nami Mien Chasimu. This also should not be included in the seven Havdolahs. Because we say this, because this has to be Me'ein Vechsim, something like the last bracha we're going to say. So for the Gemara, B'zoi Botsa Chodah, you only have six then. We only had seven with the Yam and the Charova. We're taking that out, so we're only left with a regular six. So how do you have the seven Havdolahs? For Lekha Sheva. Have the Gemara, Amri, Kahanim, Leviyim, V'Yisraelim, Shrei Milaninu. I'll tell you the Havdolah between a Kohen and a Levi, that's one Havdolah. And there's another Havdolah between a Levi and a Yisrael. So these are two separate Havdolahs. Therefore we have seven. So tomorrow, the Leviim liYisraelim, not that there's a Havdolah, or even a Lashon in Tanakh, or in the Chumash, between a Levi and a Yisrael, there's still the Pasuk says, V'Eisahi, Hivdil Hashem Meshevet HaLevi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Shevet Levi from the rest of Klal Yisrael. So we see it's Lashon Hivdil Hashem separated Shevet Levi from Klal Yisrael. What about Bein HaKohanim LeLeviim? Where do we see in the Psukim that is called the Lashon Havdolah separation between a Kohen and a Levi? The Asir, the Pasuk in the Divrei HaYamim says, Bnei Amram was Aaron u'Moshe. Then it says, Vayibodel Aaron lahagdishoi kodesh kedoshim. That Aaron, he was the Kohen, he was separated from the rest of the Leviim. So we see this called a separate Havdolah between a Levi and a Kohen. That's why you have the seven Havdolahs. So Rashi says, Ben Kanim Veganim Blavim or Yisraelim Kasinim. So tomorrow Chosim Michta Mai Chosim How do we make the chesima? How do we end off the avdola? Is Rav Oma Mekadesh Yisrael? You say Mekadesh Yisrael. So it's Rashbam. What does it mean, Mekadesh Yisrael? Mikol Elomai. From the whole world, Hashem made holy Klal Yisrael. She Yotzar, from the whole world that Hashem created, Lekidesh Elo Yisrael. Well, if we appear as there, Shaykhi Chasim Azub in Mitzvah Shabbos. That's why it's possible on Mitzvah Shabbos. It's also has to do with Kedusha, that we're making Avdola. We're making Avdola separation. That Hashem chose Klal Yisrael from the rest of the world. Well, Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says, how do we end off? Hamavdo ben Kodesh Tachol. The way we do, Shmuel says, Hamavdo ben Kodesh Tachol. Now the question is, where does Shmuel get a shita from? Before we had a whole bunch of Tanoim, everybody says you end off something else. They said, Maisa Bereshis, Seid the Bereshis, Kadesh Yisrael. Where does Shmuel get to say the right to say a new shita, Hamavdu beKadesh Lachol? So Rashbam explains that Shmuel lo Hamavdu beKadesh Lachol. Rashbam says, Shmuel lo Yisrael like Lachol Hanach Tanoi. Shmuel does not hold like any of the Tanoim we had before. El Karabonin Sviru Leyovat Rabonin of Mesech Techulin. That Nan Meser Perkam of the Chulin, Gabe Yom Tev Shechal Lias Bemotsoy Shabbos. There are some achlokes when Yom Tev comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos. Kate said Navdil, how do we make Havdalah then? So one man Yomah says we say Ben Kodesh Tachoyl. That's one man Yomah. From Amina the Gemara, Heichi Yomah, how could you say Lach Brochom? Heichi Yomah, how do we say the Brochom? Ben Kodesh Tachoyl. That's what we say. And Omer Yehuda bechasima. Hey, bechasima, you have to say ben kodesh lekodesh. Rav Shisha b'reid ravidi yama bevitzchoi. You say that at the beginning. And the other Gemara says v'letzilchos hakavosein elik Rav Yehuda. The Gemara there in Chulin says we hold like Rav Yehuda. That what the chasima is umida hosam the moitzoi Shabbos liyomtiv chasmina and ben kodesh lekodesh by a yomtiv that comes out of moitzoi Shabbos. The Gemara there comes out, what's the last brachon? We say, brachot Hashem ha-mavdu ben-kodesh le-kodesh. So Yef Rashbam says, if you do that on a Yom Tov that's Moitzoy Shabbos, hocha b'moitzoy Shabbos le-choyl, or is there in a regular Moitzoy Shabbos, that the next day is choyl, chasmina and ben-kodesh le-choyl, it's a svar which should also make the same type of a bracha, ha-mavdu ben-kodesh le-choyl, just like when Moitzoy Shabbos is Yom Tov. You say, ha-mavdu ben-kodesh le-kodesh, you talk about the Kedushas, who are then on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos also talk about the Kedushas. And say, you be Mavdin now, Ben Kedusha, L'chayel, Ben Kedush L'chayel. Kach Nira Beinai. That's where Shpam learns, that's Pshan Shmuel. He learned Temuach, if you're not going to say like this, Shmuel Yoma Kaman. How could Shuda Shmuel go like? Like Shmuel can't say a new Shita against all the Tanoim he had. The Yanan Hechik, Kaminik, Abosik, Kaman. And we Paskin like Shmuel. So we have this in Mudden, how can we Paskin like a Yochid, connected all the Tanoim? Therefore, Rashbam says it's not shver. Shmuel goes by the Chachamim in the Masechta Chulin that hold that when Mitzvah Shabbos is a Yom Tov, the Nusach of the Avdolah is Hamakam Avdo Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. Therefore, when it comes out to be in a Choyom, we say Ham Avdo Ben Kodesh LeChoyom. That's what Shmuel said. So tomorrow, Layit Olei Abaya, V'Yitemi Rav Yosef, Ahod the Rav. As he argued on Rav, that Rav said, Rav Mekadesh Yisrael, he was like, he cursed it. He didn't like that. He didn't like to say Mekadesh Yisrael. So the Mara Tono Mishmed Rav Yishua Ben Chananya, Kol HaChoysim Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Choyl, is Marich Lo Yomu V'Shnoysef. He held it's a very good thing to do. Do like Rav and Shmuel together. Make the Chesim at the end of Avdola, make both brachas like. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'Hamavdu Be'Kodesh Tachoyol. That's what Rabbi Shua ben Chananya held. Do like both Rav and Shmuel. And that's a good thing to have a long life. And the Gemara says, though, you should know, V'Le'Tzirchos HaKavosayim. But we don't pass like that. You can't do two brachos.